Llegó la primavera JCPenney con la última moda. Piezas cómodas y ligeras. Mezcla y combina lo nuevo de tus marcas favoritas y crea looks originales que se acomodan a tu presupuesto. Como las polos de St. John's Bay con un pantalón en algodón o un simple suéter y jeans de A&A. Encuentra el bolso de Liz Claiborne que siempre has querido y sandalias que combinen. Para noches más cálidas, elige pijamas ligeras y frescas de Ambriel. Trae a tu familia y descubran lo nuevo de primavera. JCPenney. Vale la pena.
What is up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this beautifully honest reaction. So, of course, we knew Shannon Sharp was going to address the viral live, not supposed to be live, audio slash it's, you know, nothing was seen, but definitely some things were heard. I'm just going to share a little clip of what he had to say. I mean, of course, we knew that he was going to respond to it, but I'm going to tell you, when I heard the audio, and I share my thoughts on it initially, but when I heard the audio, I definitely did think of when Tasha K did her interview on Comedy Hype. And I talked about that actually. I want to say it was maybe earlier this year or last year. I can't remember when it was, but that interview went viral and they asked her about a lot of things. So she didn't go in there just to talk about Shannon Sharp. Actually, she only spoke about it because they asked her. So it wasn't like she went on there to go and talk about other people. It was an interview and she was asked about him. And she shared her thoughts on him. And a lot of people agree. A lot of people agree. If you go to that interview, and I'm actually going to put the link to that interview in the description box if you want to go and look it up. There are definitely a lot of people who agree with her in the comment section. So in my personal opinion, I'm not saying that the audio from that live happened just specifically for Tasha K, but I definitely did think of that when I heard that audio. So let's just go ahead and get into what he had to say.
Very, very private, intimate situation. The audio can be heard. And I'm extremely disappointed in myself. 2 minutes, 5 minutes before I came on, phone rings. It's Cat Williams. So I said, yeah, bro, what's up? What do you say, Ocho? You ain't gay today?
Hey, listen.
Come on,
okay? And this is the funny thing about it. Now, you remember all the people talking trash and saying whatever they had to say, trying to assassinate your character, that you might be this, you might be this, or whatever it may be. So, hell, I mean, I'm thinking, well, hey, it was a goddamn Michelle. It wasn't a Michael. You hear me? It wasn't a Michelle. It was, you know, it wasn't a Michael. It was a Michelle.
Listen, let me tell you something. I did my commentary before they did this, okay? And that was exactly what my commentary title was. I said, Shannon Sharp wants y'all to know he's smashing Michelle and not Michael. That was the title of my commentary. I'm not saying Ocho Cinco watched my commentary, and I don't even know if anybody else said that in theirs because I didn't listen to everybody else's. I came straight from the dome, came straight from my own thoughts, what I was thinking when I heard it. And so for him to say that, I was like, hold up, wait a minute. But we heard audio. And like I said again, I don't care to see him getting down and dirty. I have no even desire to have an imagination of what that looks like. I am so not interested in that. Okay. Let me tell you, I'm so not interested in that. And actually, I'm not going to put her on blast. I'm not going to say her name, but one of my clients / friends, she went to the Ocho Shannon Sharp live podcast last month. I think it was that they had down in Atlanta because she is a fan of Shannon Sharp. And she took a picture with them. And so I, you know, we talk about him sometimes because I just tell her, I just think he's so unattractive. I don't like him. I can't stand the way he sounds. It's hard for me to listen to him. And, you know, she's like, oh, he's so cute. But at any rate, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But I said this for some time. I said, I'm not saying that he's 100%, but I feel like he might be one of those ones that's struggling. And that's my personal opinion. So to hear Ocho say, well, all these rumors about you, well, now they know it's a Michelle and not a Michael. No, we don't, okay? We still don't know that. I don't know, because to me, it sounded like somebody was acting. But that's my personal opinion.
Yeah. So, you know, and you know, we human, huh? We human. Yeah. Now, something that we all partake in, horizontal and vertical activity. That's everybody. That's everybody in the chat. Now, I can attest to that. Now, what we don't do, unless you are or if you're in that field of porn and OnlyFans, and at times, this is why I always tell you, you need to evolve with the times. Now, you're not very good at technology.
I don't do anything.
You're not very good at technology. So you, at times, well, you've done it to me. Like, you know, hit your phone and your butt down me by accident and don't even know you're doing it.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So I can understand where the mistake came in at. You know, so again, I was upset, but then I also remembered that you're not very good, or you're not very technically savvy with phones and computer equipment and all that stuff. So I gave you a little grace, but I was still a little upset. I was a little hurt, but the fact that it was a Michelle and not a Michael, that's my dog.
It's never been a Michael. I think the thing is, Ocho, for me, is that I immediately, after it happened and I'm driving,
yes, sir.
I'm thinking to myself, I just remember everything my grandfather and my grandmother said. They say, boy, you messed it up, I clean it up.
Yes, sir.
And so what I really hate is when people have to answer questions for Shannon Sharp.
Mm.
Ever since I've been able to talk, I've been able to answer questions. My family, my friends, you are going to have to, you got to ask, man, what was Aunt doing? Why did he do that? What happened, Ocho? Where was he?
Right.
My sister, my mom, my brother, my kids, people that shouldn't have to answer for Shannon. Shannon's grown.
Yeah.
Shannon's 56. Still get it in, y'all see. But anyway, I'm just saying, it is what it is.
Listen, you talk about you as hell when you was well. We say ain't nothing wrong with you, boy. You talk about your hips, ain't nothing wrong with your hips.
I told you, ain't nothing slow about what you want. Okay. I can't move like I once could.
Yes, sir.
But the hips good. The hips solid.
All right, that's enough of that. He definitely has something to prove. I mean, you heard him in that audio. I sped it up because, again, like I said, it's hard for me to listen to him. So I didn't want it on the normal speed. But he definitely was trying to prove something. And I'm sorry, I don't even go live on Instagram. I barely go live on YouTube. I just did it for the first time a couple of nights ago for the Harris versus Trump debate. But it's not an easy thing to do, to go live. For Ocho to say, yeah, you know, you're not really tech savvy. You've butt dialed me a lot. But dialing somebody is a completely different thing than going live. You have to hit this and hit this. You have to screen, you know, like move the screen over to here. You have to, like, it's not just like your phone is unlocked. You have it on the phone screen and then you accidentally butt dial somebody and then no, that's not the same thing. But anyway, you let me know what you think in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking and subscribing. Do you just let me know your thoughts. I know what I think and I'm sticking to it. I don't care what he said on that video and I don't care how many packs of Roe or Total Tea or whatever, you know, he's taken to get it up and be able to get down. All right. Thanks for being here, liking and subbing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful. And now I'm going to say bye.